The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And once again, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Tuesday afternoon. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining me. Hey, how about some good news? Well, let me give you the phone number. That's good news because you can get involved in the discussion. I love hearing from our listeners. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And let me just say something just real quick about phone calls and so forth. If you will note, if you listen to a lot of talk radio, liberal, conservative, whatever, some programs are caller centered. All right, by that I mean the majority of the program of phone calls from listeners, and the phone calls from the listeners kind of drive the content of the program. Okay. Other talk shows are more content-centered. And I could give you a list of individuals who are caller-centered and content-centered. But it's very easy to tell. Just listen and see how much of the program is given to calls or how much of the program is given to content. I am not saying one is better than the other. It's up to the host and, of course, the audience decides what kind of program they prefer to listen to. You tune into one talk show and it says caller, 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 and that's fine. Other programs, the host gives a lot of information, content, and so forth, and takes phone calls occasionally. Now, again, I am not in any way, shape, or form saying one format is better than the other. You don't have to listen to this program very long to know that I am content-centered. I emphasize phone calls. I ask for phone calls. I encourage phone calls, but not nearly as often as a lot of other programs. Because I determined a long time ago that if God gives me this opportunity to share truth, news from a biblical worldview, the whole foundation for this program is discussing current events from a biblical point of view. That's why the LTD thing, listen, think, discern. How do we discern? We discern from a biblical worldview. And there's just a whole lot of things going on in the world that I think we need to discuss and interpret from a biblical worldview. So now, why in the world did I just go through all of that? To explain, I love phone calls. I do. I love to hear from our listeners, but that's not my primary emphasis. So I just want you to understand, please call me anytime you want to discuss what we're talking about, usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I ask that you discuss the subject that we are currently talking about on the air, all right? On Friday, hey, it's free for all. We can talk about anything. We can change topics on a dime. We can immediately and instantly change the topic on Friday. So anyway, just a little bit of explanation. And I haven't done that for quite a while. But because I don't mention constantly, call in, it does not mean I don't enjoy your phone calls. I do. I love them. So please, always feel free to give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. How about a little good news? Retail sales jumped in the month of May 18%. How good is that? All-time record. Since they have been keeping these records, and I'm not sure how many years that is, it's been a long time, this is an all-time record jump in retail sales for 1 month. Now, I am not an economist, don't pretend to be one, but when the economy tanked because of the COVID-19 thing, unemployment skyrocketed. The stock market took a huge dive, a dramatic, historic dive. Well, all of the experts were debating, well, what kind of recovery will we have? The president said, we're going to have a V-shaped recovery. Now, what is a V-shaped recovery? Sudden decline, sudden rise. Down quickly, back up quickly. Not many economists agreed with that. The president said so, but not many economists agreed. Most economists said we had the deep, steep decline because of the whole COVID-19 thing, but the recovery is going to be very, very slow, very, very gradual. I read some economists that said it could take 10 years for the economy to get back. Well, you know, nobody has a magic wand. Nobody has a globe that they can look in. But it looks like the recovery is going to be more of the V that the president predicted, and particularly those on the liberal left said he was crazy, you know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But the second greatest jump was the jump after 9/11. The previous record was back in 2001 when retail sales increased 6.7% in October after people resumed shopping after 9/11. Most of you remember 9/11. Retail just went down the tubes because of airlines and so on and so forth. So the second greatest recovery was 6.7% in May, 18% increase in retail sales. More specific, sales for brick and mortar stores were up 16.8%, while sales at non-store retailers skyrocketed nearly 31%. That would mean online shopping, Amazon, or just shopping for Macy's or whatever online. So brick and mortar stores, people actually going into stores, right at 17%, but non-store retailers, 31% in 1 month. One of the biggest winners, furniture and home furnishing, experienced in 1 month, 90% increase in sales. Restaurants saw a 29.1% increase in sales. Now, this is fascinating. Grocery stores, way down at the bottom, they saw a 1.3% increase in sales last month because grocery stores basically were not hurt. People needed to eat. And not only that, With all the restaurants closed, a lot of people who ate out regularly went to the grocery store, bought groceries, and cooked at home. So grocery stores were the least hurt, and they were the least impacted in a positive way because of the rebound. Are we back where we were? No. Can we predict with absolute certainty that this recovery is going to continue? No. But for those on the left that were hoping that the economy was going to stay in the toilet until at least the election in November, bad news for them. So isn't it interesting? It's good news for people and families, and it's bad news for the progressive left. Anyway, record-shattering month of May for a rebound in retail sales. I thought you could use a little good news. All right, we're going to take a break, learn about some good news, and then we'll be back with more good news. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, just a little local potpourri or potpourri, whichever you prefer. This is going to be interesting to watch. As I would assume all of you know, very suddenly and unexpectedly, Dr. Amy Acton, the director of the Ohio Department of Health, resigned last week. Coincidence? I have no idea. But she resigned the day before a major court decision that was extremely critical of her. She was named in the Kalahari lawsuit. She was named repeatedly, and it was a very critical lawsuit against her. And was that just coincidence? I don't know. I really don't. And in light of the fact that there are a whole bunch of other lawsuits that are being filed against her or have been filed against her. But anyway, she suddenly stepped down, and she and the governor's office have been pretty much silent as to the reasons why. Well, you might like to know what she's going to be doing. Is she just riding off into the sunset? Yeah, oh, no, not at all. A brand new position has been created. Brand new position has been created just for her by Governor DeWine. She will become the senior health advisor at the Ohio Department of Health. What does the senior health advisor do? Well, nobody knows because we've never had one until now. Now, what's really interesting is this will be a brand new position. So that means Dr. Amy Acton will be a brand new hire for the state of Ohio and the Ohio Department of Health. Well, there's a little bit of a problem with that. The budget for the state of Ohio is projected to be $2.43 billion. That's not millions, that's billions of dollars under the budget estimates. $2.43 billion. And in light of that, the governor has announced some pretty significant cuts. Education, schools across the state of Ohio are going to be cut. And there is an across-the-board hiring freeze. No new employees hiring freeze. The position, her brand new position, will be funded from the Ohio Department of Health, and, quote, a position paperwork is still being finalized. That's what is being said from the Department of Health. And now I'm quoting. Position paperwork is still being finalized. Dr. Acton's hourly rate as of June 11th. So she immediately went from one position to the next. Her hourly rate as of June 11th will be $113.62 an hour. Now, do you think you could survive on $113 an hour? Of course, probably most of you make more than that anyway. So, and again, I am still quoting from the Ohio Department of Health. Annual salary is calculated at the hourly rate times 2,080 hours. That would mean her estimated salary on an annualized basis will be $236,000. $236,329 a year. $236,329. Now, for all I know, this maybe probably will be a pay cut from what she was making as the director of the Ohio Department of Health. I have no idea what she was making. So this could very well be a pay cut. I think most of the people in my listening audience could somehow, some way get by on $236,000 a year. Now, that's the hourly rate. I am assuming, could be wrong, but I'm assuming that there will be other perks, benefits, retirement, insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, will be on top of that. So, again, just a pure FYI. What will she be doing? We don't know. As the senior health advisor in the Ohio Department of Health, is it possible she'll be doing basically what she's been doing already without maybe the legal liability? I don't know, but it certainly is interesting. Now, there are several of these lawsuits that are in the works. And they list Dr. Acton as a defendant. What does that mean to her personally? I am assuming that the state of Ohio will still be responsible for any judgments. I don't know. But it ain't over yet. It's, like I said, it's going to be fascinating to watch. All right. We'll be right back.